always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, hello, hello. Go ahead, brother. How you doing? My name is Don Cristiano.
What's up, man? This is Fro.
That's right, man. And we just gonna get it in, man. We had a couple things going on this weekend. We had that show, the Stir Up the Give Conference, man.
Man, oh my.
And it kind of got me shook up, you know what I'm saying? Just a tad bizzle, you know what I'm saying?
What did we do at the? I mean, what all happened at that conference?
It was a conference that involved some, you know what I'm saying, teaching on really just getting your gifts and moving in those gifts and learning how to develop the gifts to the best of your ability and just really being obedient to God, you know, and not just settling for, okay, I got to be a lawyer, a doctor. Just really listening to what God is telling you to do. And man, that's what the whole theme was. And then we also had a concert. Mm-hmm. After that, that was pretty much jumping. But hold up. This is what I gotta say. Frog got some Madden news that he needs to share with y'all. Go ahead, Frog.
You know, I honestly don't think that I need to share anything since you press release.
You gotta share it, boss.
And since you made such a big deal out of putting it on the website.
I don't know if everybody even seen it yet. I don't even know if everybody seen it yet. So you gotta tell them about it.
This is what I'm gonna have to say. Go to yadadaking.com and you can read the press release and it'll tell you play by play what happened.
Play by play.
And how this guy can remember play by play like that, it baffles me. I mean, he must have been really excited. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Before the game, this guy almost got on his knees and extended his arms out praying fervently to God.
I did pray.
Looking at, he's looking
wrong
at me
with praying,
saying,
though.
God, let me beat this guy, please.
I never prayed that.
I mean, and this guy was like, I come to you, Lord, humble. You know, a humble servant.
I was humbling myself.
You.
That's right.
And I just need to beat him, Lord. Just let me beat him.
Nah, I wasn't like that, man.
And he beat me by exactly 50 points by my fault. Because My fault.
Okay, yeah.
Because he had... I mean, it was 2 seconds left.
Look.
And then he had no more timeouts left. And I stopped him at the 1 yard line and I accidentally pressed timeout.
Yo, check it out. If y'all want to know about that, go to yada.king. We got some new music. This is from the homie Fanatic featuring, you know what I'm saying, Disciple and Evangel, Sweet 16s. This song goes hard, man. Let's get it in.
One, two. I've been waiting for my verse to grow up. You know what? It just turned 16 and this means so much. I think I throw a party. I think I know an audience who can come and help me put some growl in my Marty. But can we keep it holy? Can we keep it so the angels angling around us ain't ashamed to claim they know me? Like we banging with your homie, cause you play for the home team and we can go and kick it now, cause Jesus is our goalie and they can't put nothing past him. Ask him. Everything you're passionate about is just a route right to him, has been since you was in your cradle, since you was neonato. Every cry and craving back when you was just a day old was teaching you to say his name in the language of the soul and solely Deo. Gloria's the way it goes, leading us to Christmas's gift like Rudolph's nose. So much glory you might even say it glows. We got a gift for you, so while you're listening to these brothers giving you these Sweet 16s. And as you see the flow, we hope to see you growing, growing older with these Sweet 16s. Growing in the faith, we're growing in the faith. We don't want to waste these Sweet 16s. No more study growth, we don't want it, no. We only want another Sweet 16.
Now, if you clapping your bean early and stacking your cream firstly, you probably got off of Jesus. He had to have seemed worthy. The addict and fiend heard me. A second chance of life I was not expecting to see, like Shaq in a green jersey. At first it was thunder and rage. I would fluff of the stage. But set me off and I was loud as a pump in a gauge. My faith was slumped in a cage until Jesus intervened, swooping in and gave my belief a coming of age. I'm throwing a party to celebrate. He's been big, trying to get every believer to come to my shindig, inviting the cast that like to get rude. Once they show up, we could tell them Christ to wash them as white as a tube sock. It's a celebration and Jesus to see the stay sown. First Corinthians to tell you, homie, my faith's grown. It's Christ that we run to and get clean. We place them on big screens, making them famous with sweetest 16s.
We got a gift for you, so are you listening to? These brothers giving you these sweet 16s. And as you see the flow, we hope to see you go and grow it older with these sweet 16s. Growing in the faith, we're growing in, cause hey, we don't wanna waste these sweet 16s. No more stunning growth, we don't want it, no.
I won't keep you guessing if you're prepubescent. Holiness had a clearance seal, we would still clearly fail. Save the clearest seal, we hidden the clearest will. And give the wherewithal to all, even on Geritol. Cause we sin, so we reach men. Preaching our crap depends on Christ like deep pens. And death ends the earth curse and begins the church birth. By faith we get a seal like flapping fins in earth. Before you rolling up eyes and giving stares at moms, he was holy rolling to God with his pierced palms. The Alpha and Omega, no Phi Beta, hits the sky later like high haters. You'll annihilate the violators. No faith, no chasing your prompt date. There is no grace, no place for a calm state. So that in essence, you can have this blessing if you add a lesson to your adolescence.
We got a gift for you, so while you're listening to these brothers giving you these sweet 16s. And as you see the flow, we hope to see you growing, growing older with these sweet 16s. Growing in the faith, we're growing in, cause hey, we don't wanna waste these sweet 16s. No more study clothes, we don't want it, no. We only want another sweet 16.
Impressed. men, and when they curse, just bless them. It's not much I can offer, but love from the word of God who's the author. Every single day that I breathe, I gotta thank God for the word that he breathed. He could've had a couple tricks under his sleeve, but instead chose how to instruct me. I thank God I'm alive, cause I should've been gone. Everything that I did, BC, was wrong. But thank God he was right when I wasn't. I feared that he gave up, but he doesn't. My life is complete in his arms. I got him, no harm.
I see the stars shoot through the sky like laser beams. It reminds me of a love greater than me. Seasons change, life comes and goes, it's all the same. But I'm still here to watch the next sunrise.
Senior, the maturation available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tedashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning
so he can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Someone to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Yo, that's Young Josh.
Young Josh.
Featuring JR.
I always make myself look like an idiot whenever I come in and do that, don't I?
And the song is called My Life. You know.
Hey, that's okay. I don't have my list up, but I'm going to let you have that.
I got two lists up for you right now, brother.
Okay, thank you. You didn't even tell me you had the list up.
I've been had it up, man.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Anyway.
We got Preach That Fire on the line with us.
That's right.
On the podcast.
How is he going to tell me that I got this?
Well, you didn't. The people on the podcast don't even know who we're interviewing right now.
I was about to say something.
Go ahead, Frog.
You always cut me off, guy.
I'm going to drink my water and you can go.
Hey, you know what's funny? Before we get into this, you know that little thing that we put on the chat room when we had to cancel the show last Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who go to West Coast Fire, the chat room, they really thought that we just got into a fight. Like, that we... All the arguing had caught up with us and that we actually started punching each other.
That's what I thought. I thought you guys got in a fight.
I've only got in one fight in my life, and that's because somebody talked about my mom. And that's it, man.
Oh,
and,
man.
And then after that, we were good friends because I did take care of the person. So, you know. That's it. Unless you're talking about my brothers and stuff, which
okay,
you
so
can count a whole bunch.
Enough of that. Anyway. Preach.
Yeah.
This part of the segment, man, we really want to get inside your heart. And we want you to tell the people in the podcast who are listening right now what it was that changed your life and what made you start living for and like fully living for God.
Okay, very simple. I got saved in prison. I was facing 7 to 21 years in prison. In prison, Jesus Christ came in my cell one night after about 3 years into my bed, and I heard a voice that spoke to me on my left ear and said, "Follow me." I had some Christian experience prior to that. I mean, I kind of knew the ins and outs of Christianity, but I didn't grow up in church. I grew up watching my mom smoke crack. I watched my family do drugs. Not everybody in my family, but just my immediate family. And grew up in group homes. I did 1 year at a juvenile detention center. And in between there, I have a grandmother who's Pentecostal, and she's a believer. And she would do what them praying grandmamas used to always do. They would pray and talk to me about Jesus. And occasionally I would go to church. So I have some understanding of the Word of God. But in my mind, I'm going to be very real with you, Christianity doesn't attract me. In my flesh, I've never been the type of, I got this hole in my heart and I'm looking to fulfill it. I enjoyed living in sin. I had fun in sin. You know, I had a great time in drugs, you know, fornicated. Church never appealed to me because the church that my grandmother attended was very, very legalistic, very traditional, ultra hyper conservative, and I always saw it as a complete bore. I said, church is boring. Well, at least your church is boring. So I never had that tug of, you know, I want to go to church. It never appealed to me. But God always appealed to me. I always had this thing in me that would tell me from the age of 5 that I would be a preacher. I always wanted to be a preacher. I can't explain it, but I've always wanted to be a preacher from the age of 5. But I guess from, I don't know what happened, but I guess what normal young people go through, I ended up getting hooked on drugs, and I ended up becoming a sticker kid. You know, I was robbing, I was running the streets, robbing drug dealers, robbing anybody in the street. That's what we did. That's what we did. We got high and we robbed people. I've never been into the selling drugs thing. My thing was, why stand on the corner all night where I could just rob the drug dealer in 5 minutes and get his whole day's work? That was my mentality. So church, that never, you know, church never appealed to me. But when I got locked up, for some reason, God sent a Christian correctional officer to speak to me through tracks. There were these tracks called chick tracks. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with. They're called chick tracks. They're like these little comic books, like little 20 pages, and they do these little stories. And this Christian officer was like animated about giving me these tracks. He was coming by my cell every night, giving me these tracks, and I would read them. I would smoke weed in prison, reading them. I would smoke cigarettes, reading them. I was still living the jail life, but I was reading these tracks, and something in my heart was like, man, you know this is what you want to do. You know you've been thinking about this since you were 5. Why don't you do it now? Do it right now. And I began to entertain the idea of, you know, giving my life to Christ. Wow. Because I was already sentenced. I was facing this a long time. It wasn't a jailhouse religion. I didn't live for Christ while I was in prison. That came afterwards. You know, I ended up being in the box. I cut people, stabbed people in prison. But I began to get, you know, tired of not doing what I've always wanted to do. And I've always wanted to be a preacher. I've always, from 5, I've wanted to do that. But I found, man, I just find church boring, man. And when this Christian officer kept giving me these tracks, my heart started changing. Seriously, my heart really started changing. And I ended up getting sentenced. I went upstate. And one day, bro, I'll never forget it. I walked in my cell. This was downstate correctional facility.
Yeah.
I was really reading these tracks. Like, they started giving me these testimonial books in prison from prison fellowship. And these stories really ministered to me from these ex-gangsters that converted. And I was literally blown away by these gangsters that had everything going for them converting to Christ. And then I'm saying, here I am, this small-time gangster, and I can't give my heart to Christ. You know, this is what I was saying within myself. And sure enough, one night, I walked in my cell, and I was writing this letter to my aunt, who's Christian. And the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, the literal manifest presence of God, walked in my cell. The whole cell filled up with this fire. I can't explain it to this day. It just felt like a consuming fire and a whirlwind. That's what it felt like.
Wow.
And I heard a voice in my ear say, follow me. And I knew that I knew without a shadow of a doubt that it was Jesus Christ, because the story of Matthew came to my mind, where Jesus told Matthew, follow me, and he left everything and got up and followed him. That story came to my mind, and I heard the devil. No lie, I heard the devil on my right ear. I'm talking about audibly. I heard him say, you know what, you got to give up, right? And everything that I'd loved doing sinfully flashed in my mind. Wow. Fornicating, the cigarettes, the cursing. And I began to like go through this like this internal struggle in myself. And the only thing the devil kept repeating, you know what, you got to give up. You know what, you got to give up. You know what, you got to give up. Jesus only spoke once, and his voice resonated throughout my soul. Follow me. That's all I heard. Follow me. The devil was pushy. Jesus was gentle. And right there, I was 17 years old. I was upstate already, facing, you know, all this time. Something inside of me said, here you are criticizing Christians, and this is what this life got you. Look where you're at. You're in prison. And here is Christ on the other side offering to change you, and you haven't even given him a chance. And surely those boring Christians that you think are boring, they're not here in prison, but you are. Why don't you give Christ a chance? And right there, I got on my knees and I lifted up my hands and I yelled out, I accept. I accept. All right. I accept you as my savior.
Yeah.
And no lie, this fire, this whirlwind, and that's how I can explain it, like the book of Job, where it said God spoke out of the whirlwind. It was sort of like that. It went into me, it merged into me, and it went from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, and it felt like rivers of living water. And I remembered my grandmother. My grandmother told me many years ago when I was young, she said, son, in Spanish, she told me in Spanish, she said, son, when you pray and you feel fire, that's because the presence of the Holy Spirit is right there with you. And right there I knew that this was the Holy Spirit, and I just bawled on my knees, prostrate, screaming. For the first time in my life, I cried for real. Wow. My tears before were fake. These tears were tears of repentance. I said, God, and I felt like a sinner. I felt like a dirty, rotten sinner, and I deserved hell. But I said, God, I just accept you. I don't know much about the Bible, but I accept whatever you did on the cross. I accept that. I accept that. And boom, instantaneous, until this day, cigarettes, pornography, cursing, overnight born again experience, and I've never looked back. That was going 20 years ago, bro. 20 years ago. And it's been, you know, just until now. And here I am, man. But I had a real born again experience with Christ. I know God is real. I know Jesus is the only way to God. I don't believe it. I know it. I know it for a fact. And that's why I'm so zealous, because I know what happened that day. And then as I started getting into scripture, then I started understanding the concept of salvation. And then I actually like literally embraced salvation through faith alone, through Christ alone, by grace. And then I grew in, you know, in my knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, where it wasn't an emotional experience. It was a biblical doctrinal experience mixed with the manifest experience that happened to me. So that's preach that fire in a nutshell. The zeal I got is from that initial experience. I've never lost that fire. I've never lost it. But that's how I got saved, man. That's how I got saved, man.
Man, check it out, man. That's preach the fire. Preach that fire's testimony.
That's right.
And look, we got to run into some music right here on Yada the King. The radio. Let's get it in.
Now,
if you know the Lord is worthy, if your hands up, you're a servant and you're serving. If your hands up, not ashamed of the gospel. If your hands up, lift your hands up, lift your hands up. Now, if you really want to please him, lift your hands up, and you really know you need him, lift your hands up, you don't compromise. Lift your hands up, lift your hands up, lift your hands up.
Stick them in the air, no gun on me. Anytime I shine, it's cause the sun on me. No God before him, cause he's the one and only. Uno, separated like Pluto. He made all the planets and everything that you know. I praise him, cause he do it big like sumos. The cross makes me stand tall, Manupo. Christ pushed up daisies, then dude rose. Nice flowers, now I point people to him. Like tower, lifestyle, just do it.
power. No detention, but he taught Sid a lesson when he entered into ninth hour. That's enough right there to cut the song off and worship right here. Act like you shooting drugs in each of your arms and lift your hands up high. Reach for the Lord. Then bow before.
Now if you know the Lord is worthy, lift your hands up. You're a servant and you're serving.
Lift your hands up.
Not ashamed of the gospel.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
Now if you really want to please him,
lift your hands up.
And you really know you need him,
lift your hands up.
You don't compromise.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
Yeah, I lift my hands up and I keep my praise on. I gotta do it big. I'm talking
King Kong.
Jesus took my sin, said poof, be gone. I'm defending my faith like cornerbacks in the zone. The gospel is my football. Yeah, I'm gonna kick it, wipe the dust off my shoulders. If you can't get with it, Holy Spirit got me bolder. I ain't staying on my pivot, man. I'm gliding with the eagles and I'm on my great commission. Jesus died and he rose, he is risen. Gotta show him what you claim. People perish without a vision. Need to be a pistol whose life is really written and read among men with no contradictions. So I'm standing on the word at my house, at the church, even on the street curbs. Hear the word in my heart to take action just like a verb. Holy Ghost spitter, let it burn.
Now if you know the Lord is worthy,
lift your hands up.
You're a servant and you're serving.
Lift your hands up.
Not ashamed of the gospel.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
Now if you really want to please him,
lift your hands up.
And you really know you need him,
lift your hands up.
You don't compromise.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
We worldwide on this, we got our hands up. Obedient unto death, we gon' stand up. Surrender all, nothing left, we got our hands up. You owe God some praise, then get your hands up. Hey, 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 get your hands
now if you know the Lord is worthy.
Lift your hands up.
You're a servant and you're serving.
Lift your hands up.
Not ashamed of the gospel.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
Now if you really want to please him,
lift your hands up.
And you really know you need him,
lift your hands up.
You don't compromise.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
Sun that never sets. Yeah, fam, respect, I'm not trapped by checks or chicks to sex. It's all about the name, luxury like Alex. My status is blessed, mind expressed. But through the Prince of Peace, I read the text to pass the test. Learn life's lessons, homie, you're in hell, we sweat. Get Emmanuel, the manual says. That's wisdom, and wisdom breeds breath. No work, no bread, no dough, no bed. Fools of those every deck, life in hectic. Life surpasses what was dead. Because of the nails that healed, one that once was dead. We're all forgiven by the blood bled. Cause since the beginning, sin required blood to be shed.
Marquis said, ready or not, cause here we coming.
Cause the bar is set.
Giving you truth, we call it thunning.
Now what are you gonna do?
What you gonna do, man?
The bar is set.
Yo, the bar is set, you already know. The standard's the word of G-O-D. We preach to people. It's not meet and greet, we wanna reach souls. That's the reason we spit flows, telling all of these cats how Jesus rose. Now my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, hope you hearing this though. So we open the windows and yell it abroad to all them bulls. Gangbangers and pimps and bimbos, cats to get high, cats to get low. Extra hard, we rep the God that set
I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits, and allow Christ to rise like when breath hits. By gift of gab, I'm trying to perfect it. So sinners headed for wrath, not the life that Christ gives. But in spite of this, Israelites like ribs, bloody and torn, so that we can be righteous. I'm out of this world while the world stays earthly, trying to keep the youth from traps without mercy. Yes, this irks me, seeking the world in surgery. They sucking the flavor out of life like a Slurpee. And that same adversity is trying to reverse me while I'm nominating candidates for grace and mercy. So give him the glory, cause Jesus is worthy. I should have died in my sins, but it's grace and mercy, you heard me?
Ready or not, cause here we coming.
Cause the bar is set.
Giving you truth, we call it done it.
Now what are you gonna do, do now that the bar is set?
Who was that?
That was Servant featuring Chay Sutton and Willie Will. The song is called The Bar Is
Set. The Bar Is Set.
And we set the
like
bar.
Like cars and jets.
Yep. Like the New York Jets. Not the Giants, because the Giants got obliterated today. But anyways, preach that fire, man. This is where I want to ask you, how did you know that you were called to be a preacher and even, you know, called to do the radio show, man?
I knew I was called to pastor while I was in prison. I knew I was always called to be a minister. I didn't know it was to be a pastor, though. I always knew that I wanted to be a preacher. That I always had in my heart. I always wanted to do that. But pastoring, the idea came in my heart when I began to study the Bible. I mean, there's nothing else to do in prison is either go to the yard or stay in your cell and read. What I did was, my aunt that was Christian, I began to tell her to send me seminary books and books that actually taught theology. And she would send me great, great books. Not every book was great. Some of them might have not been, you know, so great, because I already knew scripture thoroughly and I wouldn't agree with everything. But as I began to study the word, I'm not going to lie, one day I read the book of Ezra. I'm going to tell you where it all started. I was reading the book of Ezra.
Yeah.
And there's a part in the book of Ezra where it says that he read the word of God to the people, and the people repented. But the verses before say, and Ezra was studious and a doctor of the law, and that's why they called him, so that he could read and thoroughly explain the law to the people. And when I read that, something inside of me said, that's what you need to be, an Ezra. And no lie, I have it written in my Bible over there. I have it the day that I wrote it. I wrote in a big fat marker in my Bible along the edges. I said on that page, I said, God, make me an Ezra. And no lie, since that day, my Lord, the Lord began to just show me the mysteries of the kingdom and deep theological topics. And I mean I would spend hours in the word studying, and I'm talking about not Pentecostal theology, I'm talking about just balanced Christian theological books that just explain thoroughly doctrine. And I just began to study, and as the years went on, and me, I began to work with the chaplain. I ended up becoming the chaplain's assistant. So I started running the Bible studies in the prison, and I was leading the Spanish services. And somewhere along the line, I read John chapter 2, where it says that the disciples of John began to follow Jesus. And when Jesus turned around, he said to them, what do you look for? And the disciples said, we want to know where you live. And when I saw the word live, it said tabernacle. And that word stood in my brain. The word tabernacle means home. They said, Lord, we don't want to know about your ministry. We want to know where you live. Where do you tabernacle? And when I read that, I heard the Spirit of God say, you're going to be a young urban pastor. Now, get this. I didn't know what young urban meant. I didn't know what that meant. I don't have no church experience. I didn't know what that meant. All I heard was, you're going to be a young urban pastor, Pentecostal pastor in New York City. You're going to be one of the youngest pastors. And the church is, and named the church Tabernacle. That's all he told me at that moment, Tabernacle. And I was like, and I remember my initial reaction was Tabernacle. That's not even user friendly. I was like, that name is hard. New Yorkers ain't gonna understand Tabernacle. I said, all right, Lord, whatever you want. And I continued to study my Bible with that word in my heart that I was gonna be a pastor. And right before I got released, I was reading the scripture on 1 Corinthians chapter 15 about how our whole faith is based upon the resurrection. And if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, our faith is in vain. When I read that, it blew my mind. And I'm talking about a week before I was released, God said, you're going to name the church He is Risen Tabernacle.
Wow.
Where I'm going to live and I'm going to be alive in your church, and where people's faith is going to come alive. Boom. I came out of jail already knowing that I was going to be a pastor, and the name of the church was going to be called He is Risen Tabernacle. Here we are today.
Man.
Turned into a big movement. That was, 13 years ago.
Praise
I already
God.
Knew when I came out of prison the name of the church, He is Risen Tabernacle.
Man, that's awesome, man. Let me ask you this, man. What is the purpose of your radio show? You know what I'm saying? We got Hollafest Radio.
Before we ask him what the purpose is, can you tell us how you came up with the name Hollafest?
Yeah. Very simple. Through Ja Rule and Missy Elliott. Plain and simple. That's where I got it from. Back in 2000,
that makes
I think
sense.
Back in 2002, when they were popular. I mean, Ja Rule is not popular now in New York, thanks to 50 Cent, but, you know, that's another topic.
Can I keep it real? Hey, what's so funny?
You
know, hold on. I'm going to tell you something real quick.
Ain't that New York?
No, I'm going to tell you this. Everything that you're saying right now, Don Christian has no clue as to what you're saying.
Come on, dog.
You don't know.
I heard that 50 put dude out of
no,
business.
Okay. Besides that, you don't know why. I know you don't know the Ja Rule and Missy Elliott connection to Hollafest Radio.
No, I don't.
Okay. See, I just wanted to make that clear.
Thanks, Frog. Thank you.
It's all right, man.
Hey, as soon as you said their names, I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Makes sense. But then I'm sitting there looking at Don Christian. He's looking like,
Don Christian was like, huh?
No, I knew Frog was saying that as comedy.
But there's a reason why, though. You know, there's a reason why.
So we're going to allow you to explain the reason now.
The reason why is...
Not you, him, man.
Oh. I thought you were talking to me.
At that time, you know, the popular term in New York was holla. I mean, it was everywhere. Like, yo, what up, man? Holla. And I was already on radio at that time in a Spanish Christian radio station. I've always been on radio. Since I came out of prison, God has always opened the door for me to be on every radio station in New York City. I've been on every one, either with a show or I've been on for more than once. I had this show on Thursday nights, and the radio station didn't allow me to play any urban music. The most I could get away with was Kirk Franklin. No lie. I couldn't play Cross Movement. I couldn't play. So Holla was my way of identifying those urban youth that are Pentecostal, because it was a Pentecostal Christian radio station that listened to our show, but I couldn't play the music. So that was kind of like my underground railroad song and slang to let them know, listen, man, I'm here, man. I'm here. I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? So I would end the show saying to all my young people, Holla. And Holla got me in trouble with the radio station because somebody told them what it meant. Somebody called the station after a while saying, Priest That Fire is bringing false doctrine into the radio station. He's bringing this worldly term and all this stuff. So the radio owner started correcting me. I'm going to tell you what happened, man. Look how God is slick. It had to be God being slick, because I would have just been like, I wouldn't know what to tell this man. The owner of the radio station said, listen, you need to stop saying Holla because, you know, it's worldly term and stuff like that. I heard you got it from the rapper. I didn't know, but people are telling me, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no. I said, Holla short for hallelujah. And that's what I told him.
Can I get a name, man?
I'm not being boastful. At that time, I was an ordained evangelist. I was traveling throughout the tri-state area, and I was on every radio station in the tri-state area, going all the way to Ecuador. No lie, in the Northeast, the term hallelujah was the brainchild of the Holy Spirit in my mind, and I went to every church. Every time I went to a church to preach, whether it was a youth service or not, I would always say at the end to my young people, Holla, and then I would throw a little indirect. And don't be getting all crazy, man, because Holla's short for hallelujah. Everybody that's here, take that and say that everywhere you go, because we're going to change that term. And every young person started going to their schools and saying, Holla, short for Holla. They would, when their boy would tell them, yo, what up, Holla, they would go, Luya.
It was cheesy. It was kind of corny. I'm not gonna lie. But we converted a Christian, and that's how the term, I became known as the guy that invented holla. So in the idea of doing a radio station, what do you think I'm gonna call it? Holla Fest.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot more that went into how it was actually born, but I'm telling you how I got the name. I got it from a secular, you know, these secular rappers, and I spiritualized it. It became famous, just like Fake Church Gangsta. It's the same concept of Fake Church Gangsta, but hallelujah. And every time I would go to church, I would say hallelujah, then we'd go to church and go hallelujah. It was corny. Yeah, it was kind of whack, but the young people loved it. And you know, Christians and church people, they just ran with it. And next thing you know, I just kept it. I became known. Everybody knows in New York, holla is synonymous with Pastor Pagani. Everybody knows. But that's how I got the term. And it's H-O-L-L-A. Like, not holler, but holla. Like, holla, H-O-L-L-A. That's where I got it from, y'all. That's where I got it from.
Yo, we gonna hop into this music. Mission featuring Mike Lee singing. The song is called Time With You. And we getting it in right now on Yada
The King
Radio. Holla.
But take note of that. It might be God wanting to spend some time with you. Sitting home all alone, can't get no one to answer the phone. Call the homies like two or three times, but no one picks up the line. I don't know if they igging me, or maybe it wasn't meant to be. Okay, I catch the clue. Lord, I need to spend time with you. I need to fall back, can't just do me. I need to slow down, give God QT. It's so essential, detrimental. Keep my mind right, slow down my mental. The world all around is at a fast pace. The peace that I need is right in my face. Stop, yield, I see the signs. You and me, God, let's spend some time.
It's not that the homies are dissing me. It's a sign, Lord, that I need to spend some time.
All I need, sit in your presence and just be still. Focus on you, what is your will? It does not take a scholar to know the time with the Father. It's less than optional, more than needed, to stay on top and be undefeated. We get caught up with this life, but what's life not spent with Christ? It is nothing, it is nada. Gotta spend time not caught up with the worries and cares of the earth. Spend time with Jesus and see what it's worth. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Shut it all down, spend time with you.
Maybe I need to stop my grind. I think I wanna make some time. On my knees, Lord, drop that line. I pick up the phone. Maybe I need to stop my grind.
I got all that you need, I got all that you want.
True story.
In a second, a minute, I'll be back pronto. It's time though, grind yo, can't be blind bro.
Yeah.
Cause I can be your best friend. You
that's
can lean on me, you can trust me.
My best friend. Let me give you the story. Break it down.
I can never forget the first day I felt your grace. It was in a place that's dark with minimum space. Thought I'd face it all alone. We didn't formally meet on the street. You're the one to call when facing defeat. Can feel the sweat beat off my brow. Thinking how to keep from death. I need some help now. On the job, I got demoted. Relationship exploded. The 380 fully loaded. I owed it to my family to end with a win. They made too many sacrifices for me just to give in. But the pain, unbearable. Chances look terrible. It take a miracle to get me out of this mess. I guess I had it coming, the fun and the gun running. Had to catch it with me sometime, I must confess. That's when I got a call. It's from my new friend. He said to seek me and watch the pain end.
I got all that you need. I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute, I'll be back. Promise. It takes time, bro. Grind, yo. Can't be blind, bro. Cause I can be your best friend.
I can be your best friend.
You can trust me in your pain. I got all you need. Cause it's meant to be.
First, our relationship started off rough. Watching what I say before I say it was tough. I'd huff and puff to call his bluff, but he wouldn't budge. Till one day I had enough. Told him to take the lead, gave up the pride and greed. Asked him to intercede, cause I'm in desperate need. Past suffering and entering depression, but nothing was in vain because I had to learn a lesson. Number one, stop stressing.
Number two,
confessing. You can't do it alone or you'll be forced to keep guessing. My first blessing was to see myself and recognize the things I did that could be bad for my health. So negative thinking, getting drunk drinking, insecurity sinking and fear
dead and sinking.
Had to put my feelings under subjection. This time not alone, I had my friend for protection. Recognize
I got all that you need. I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute, I'll be back. Promise. It takes time though. Grind, yo. Can't be blind, bro. Cause I can be your best.
Come on, friend.
You can be your best friend. You can trust me in your pain. I got all you need, this is meant to be.
No retreat, no surrender, all credit I render to you, my friend. Lord, if I to the end. No retreat, no surrender, all credit I render to you, my friend. Lord, if I to the end. No retreat, no surrender, all credit I render to you, my friend. Bonafide brethren. No retreat, no surrender, all credit I render to you, my friend. Now the third part of the saga had its ups and downs. Good times and bad times, smiles and frowns. Leaps and bounds, harmony and sacrifice. You know, like wanting lobster, but had to settle for rice. My friend's advice kept me to fall, he never let me. But doing right is so much harder than wrong. That's how he shows his power. Right at the final hour, he stand behind you and just push you along. No longer weak, I'm stronger, meek, and speak life to those who choose, my friend to see. Peek in the horizon, my future's bright. Had to change my way of thinking to receive my sight. No stress, the progress, all possessed. Real talk, open-minded, you will find it. My mind, it defines my walk. Peace, New York.
I got all that you need, I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute, I'll be back. Promise, it takes time, bro. Grind, yo. Can't be blind, bro. Cause I can be your best.
I'm your best friend.
He's your best friend. You can trust me in your best friend. I got all you need. Cause it's meant to be your best.
I can be your best friend.
Lean on me. You can trust me in your best friend. I got all you need. Cause it's meant to be.
It's Jesus Christ that I'm talking about.
If you're confused, it's Gage and Jah rocking. Up in the place, you know I'm
rocking. You know, seek him in
yeah.
All
just
your pain.
Just seek him. He can be your best friend. Yeah.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertedSouth.com,
the online source for all the hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
DesertedSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network and more. At the South.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video
West Coast. Yeah. You know what I had to do? I had to go to New York, get somebody from New York to play with Preach That Fire and Sister Shorty Blaze on the show. That was Gage. The song is called Best Friend, featuring Chris Belmont. And Frog, we got a topic, man. What's the topic?
Topic today we are speaking on. It's gonna get heavy.
Heavy.
Especially with my brother Preach That Fire and heavy Sister like Shorty Blaze on the line. It's gonna get very interesting.
We're gonna let Sister Shorty Blaze talk so she can get some talk on the Yada Da King radio show.
I mean, you gotta let them know. I mean,
cause I'm telling them
Preach
right
That Fire, you know, from what I understand, he be cutting her off.
But listen, just because Sister Shorty Blaze got fire in her name too.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say this. Preach That Fire, we will ban you from the show if you don't let Sister Shorty Blaze talk.
All right, sounds good.
All right, cool.
That's how he cuts me off. He says that when I say something on the air. Oh, that sounds good. And then he cuts me off there. That's the way he cuts it.
Dang.
I say, yeah, that's good. I go, anyway, you know, and then I just lower her mic and then I turn it off.
No, you wish you did that. He doesn't go that far. He knows better than that.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, so today's topic, man, we're going to get it in. And it came from, I was thinking one day, I said, you know, why do we at sometimes, and I know that most of us have gone through this, why do we give it, you know, why can't we, how did I say it?
I don't know.
The advice that we give people.
Okay.
Why do we not follow it ourselves?
Do we follow advice that we give?
So basically, today's topic is about hypocrites and hypocriticism. Or hypocrisy, yes.
So, we're going to get into
it.
I know.
Wow, you having a New York moment, bro?
My bad. I had a Don Christian moment where I kind of got my words mixed up. But yeah. So.
Sure.
Yeah. So, that's what we're talking about today.
So, what do you want to ask her about this?
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Has there ever been a time, Sister Shorty Blaze, that you've given advice to somebody or you have said, you know, you have told somebody this is what you should do, but did not walk in that. And how did you feel and how did you correct that?
Wow.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I mean, you know, we're talking about that on the show today.
This is Yada Da King Radio, though. We keep it real.
That's right.
Can I keep it real?
Well, I think that we all tend to do that. We all tend to give advice because we don't find ourselves in the predicament at the moment. So we give the advice. And then when the tables are turned and they get to us, we do the same thing. And then when we come to realize it, you're like, wow, the thing that I said I wasn't going to do, I did. So I guess, yeah, I have done it. And I have gone back to the person and said, listen, you know, I apologize because I said X, Y, and Z, and it was like this. So I have.
Now, I'm going to say this. And I'm gonna be totally transparent with you guys, man. There's been times where I would minister to somebody and I would even look back and I'm like, dang, man, how am I gonna say this and I'm not even doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody would, they would either ask a question or they would be in a situation and I'm like, yo, look, man, I mean, if you look at it this, man, you really gotta be doing this. You really gotta be doing that in order to get there. And then I look at it myself, you know, I wouldn't look at it at that time. But then if I sit back and I think about it, I'm like, dang, man, I feel dumb because I'm sitting there telling this person this, but I'm not even doing it myself. Now, I will say this. Now, there's two different types of people. There's people that will recognize that they're not living what they're telling other people to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who would deny it. Which one are you? And I'm not asking you guys. I'm just saying that's just something to throw out and for you to think about. Which one are you?
That's a, what is it called?
A rhetorical question.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rhetorical. I'm playing. I just had to say something like you.
Okay.
So
I mean, what do you have to say about this, Don?
What I say, look, now there's some things that when we're talking about being a hypocrite, there's some things that some people will say that are tough things. And they're saying, you know, like everybody has to do this. Like, man, you got to read your Bible every day. And if I say, hey, Frog, we got to make sure we're reading the Bible every day. And if I don't read my Bible every day, does that make me a hypocrite? I wouldn't say no. That's just like, this is some things that we got to live up to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if there's other things that you say, hey, like, yo, you should do this, you should not do this, or you shouldn't do this, and then I go and do it, that's a whole nother level of being a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? I really don't even think the first part is being a hypocrite, and which is something that we all do. We might give somebody advice that we don't take ourselves, but that doesn't always mean that we are a hypocrite.
Right. And I think that in the sense that, you know, hypocrisy is something that you practice, and that is continual. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that, you know, sometimes if you may slip and don't even recognize that you're not doing it, I wouldn't necessarily call that person a hypocrite, or, you know, because they're unaware of it. But somebody who is aware of it and is practicing and don't care, then I would say, yes, that falls in the category of hypocrisy. What do you guys have to say about that? Specifically you, Priest FI.
I'm looking at it from a different perspective. You know, I read a scripture once where Jesus told his disciples, he says, what the Pharisees say and do, do exactly what they tell you to do. But don't do as they do because they say and don't do. And what that means is, I think even though we can be hypocritical, we still have to preach and what's right. Even if we're not practicing it fully ourselves, that doesn't excuse us from still having to give God's perspective from it, even if we're not fully practicing it ourselves. I go through that all the time when I'm... Every Sunday I go through that.
Yeah.
And people understand, not every sermon that I'm preaching, I'm living. I'm preaching it for everybody, including myself, but I still have to preach it, even if I'm not living it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I'm a hypocrite. It means that this is God's thought and mind on this particular topic. Let's do this. Let's work on it together. If we pigeonhole every advice that someone's giving to us as, well, are you doing it? Then everybody's a hypocrite, because
That's right. Everybody...
Nobody's 100% perfect. Let me give you an example. Let's have real talk. I preach a lot about... I don't preach on unity too much in Holy Hip Hop, but I preach a lot about division in Holy Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Even though I'm divisive myself, let's just be real. I'm preach that fire. I have been divisive a lot of times. I'm to sit here and say that I've been unified 100% of the time simply because I preach hard against division, I'd be lying to you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't excuse me for having to preach it. I still have to preach it, even if I'm not living it, because it's God's word. Now, it's the intention. Should I strive to walk in unity? Of course I do. I think we all do. Do I walk in unity? Of course I don't. I think all of us walk in division in some form or fashion. We don't agree in every point. But that has never stopped me from preaching God's unadulterated word of God, even in spite of myself. It doesn't make me a hypocrite. It depends how I'm preaching it. That's why I've always been neutral. I still preach many things that I myself don't fully live. You know what I'm saying? They'll go, oh, preach that fire's always blasting this. Yeah, he's like this.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop me from preaching it. I think as Christians, we should still tell. That's like, because I used to drink and get high, my brother's now drinking, getting high, my little brother, and now I can't tell him because I used to get high and drunk, and now I'm a hypocrite now. I'm still going to tell you, yo, I used to do that. You need to stop. That's I think sometimes we pigeonhole every word. Listen to me, y'all. Stop taking every word we are telling each other as the ironclad law, and that we can never, you know, stray from that.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we're just looking for moments where we mess up and say, oh, I appreciate how far I said that. Look what he's doing now. Oh, he's a hypocrite. I think if I could go that route, I could find that in Yacht of the King. I could find that in everybody in the chat room points where I said, but you said this on episode 52, not to do that. Look at you today.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So I think we have to be careful what we label hypocrite. I think I think it goes back to what you're saying, what Frog said, if they're practicing hypocrisy. But I think we all hypocrites at times. I've been a hypocrite a lot of times on my radio show, even with artists that I'm interviewing, that you can tell I ain't feeling, but I'm being polite. You know what I'm saying? And yet on the same show, or yet on the next show, I'm blasting Double Intentions. Yet on the last show, I was with Double Intentions. That doesn't mean I'm a hypocrite. It means I did something hypocritical that moment. See what I'm saying? So I think for us to sit here and say, you know, pinpoint, you know, perfection in each other based on our words, and then you get these Christians that pigeonhole, oh, but you gotta walk in integrity. Baby, the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all are hypocrites.
Can I get an amen?
See what I'm saying? But are you hypocritical? See, that's different. We all are hypocrites, but not all of us are hypocritical. See what I'm saying? Have I been hypocrites at times? Of course we have. We're human.
That's right.
Are we hypocritical? That depends on getting to know me. When you get to know me, you'll find out, Preach be having his flaws, but that's a good dude, or whatever the case may be. That's my thoughts on it. Because if I pigeonhole myself, I would never be able to preach as a pastor, because half of the stuff us ministers are preaching, we aren't really living. We are trying to incite the people to live it, including ourselves. So then it was like that. I would never preach, because then I would say, oh, this message, I'm not really fully living. Put somebody else to preach this Sunday, because I can't preach this message. You know what I'm saying? Like, then we wouldn't be able to preach. You see what I'm saying? Let's stop pigeonholing each other and catching every flaw and saying, you see what I'm saying? That's my thought on it. See what I'm saying? That's my personal thought. It could be wrong, but I think we need to stop pigeonholing everything we say on Twitter or whatever, and say, or whatever, and then just say, that's a hypocrite. You see, I knew he was a hypocrite. That's not true. He did something hypocritical, but it doesn't make him a hypocrite.
That's
my thoughts.
That's what I love about Priest That Fire, man. He's going to go in, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna make sure.
I like what he said. He said, you may do something hypocritical, but that does not make you a hypocrite.
That's right, man. You so know. We had Sister Shorty Blaze, give or take, Frog, Servant, you know what I'm saying? Servant.
Did you gave your view on it.
Yeah. But check it out. What we're gonna do is we're gonna share a little bit more on that later on in the podcast about what we feel about hypocrites and all that. You dig? Right now, we got to sit big. Like who, Frog? Who be sitting big, man?
I believe that's... Is that Jason? Jason!
Man, how do you not know, bro? Don't you got a CD?
I'm just trying to make sure. Yes, I do have that CD. I'm just trying to make sure it's the right song and the right artist.
Thank you.
So you didn't sit up here and try to make fun of me or something. You know what? This is what we're going to do. This is Yada Da King.
That's
and we're about to go into Sitting Big by Jason off of the Life on Life album. Let's get it.
Yeah, whip got dual exhaust, homie, this bird is God breathed. You ain't peeped the text, huh? It give his name glory, old and new like Siamese twins, cause they tell the same story. Profitable for correction, okay. Rebuke got misdirection, cleanse our corruption, instructions, how I like your Christ reflection. So I know you're sitting big, I peep your rims on shine. You stuntin' like your daddy, but I'ma live like mine. Cause the word raised up within me daily, I be dying more. Dying to myself, that's what I call a suicide door. So how I love that? No, how you love this? Climbed on my life, been gross and fine ever since I've been blood dirt. So you won't catch me riding dirty, but you would catch me ride from worldly systems. Ever since I've been with him, on his word I'm standing firm. See the sun like you're riding with the roof blown. I'm talking poof gone, and that's not a magician. He removed the tints, we see the world through these proper lenses. Don't get it twisted, cause I lean when the song bump. Yeah, that's my King Kong in the truck. My team's strong, they pick me up. The King's throne, we lift at night. We sing songs that give it up. If you ain't on, you're tripping, boy. 66 books in the scriptures we put our trust in. That's 66 books that we look to help us crush sin. We are like dead men.
There's no way I press when you say I soft your leather ears. The text is what we rest in. I ain't got no gun with me. The race my fam run with me. Speaking of paint, see how I change when the sun hit me. Switching lanes, getting dope. The Kang is who I'm spitting for. I'm 66, we sitting deep. Your whips is really sitting
was Jay Johnson.
Song was called Go.
Is it? Was it really called Go?
And it goes hard. Yes, right. Sir. Yo, yes. We with Preach That Fire and Sister Shorty Blaze from
Holla Fest Radio.
That's right, man. And what we do in this segment is we're gonna let Sister Shorty Blaze talk.
Hold on. Yes. But we're still like we said before, we're gonna let them talk a little bit more. They wanted to talk, you know, get it in more about you. Actually, the one that said that we're gonna get it
in
about.
I'm not gonna do it right now. I got you.
What are you talking about? You're not gonna do it right now.
We have one more segment after that. They said there's spill, brother. Just chill.
Well, I mean, okay, but how Priest That Fire said we were gonna be talking about something later on in the show.
Did he say that?
Do you remember that?
Okay, I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember that. You guys were asking the dynamic of how the show got started and things like that about Holla Fest Radio. I told you how the name Holla Fest Radio, and I said down the road we'll talk about more how the actual show, you know, was birthed. You know what I'm saying? But I'm following you guys, man. I'm having fun.
I actually was talking about And it came in. You were talking about how we all. Now this is what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
You were talking about how we all at one point have been hypocrites. We've done hypocritical things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now I remember. And what I meant was that, you know, I was leaving room to have more real talk. I'll say we'll talk about that a little bit later. And I was just that was just my way of saying in case you have more, like, let's have real talk later in the other segments. We would have got, you know, we could get it in. I mean, we could do that now if you want. We could just have some.
I mean, that's it. And this is
real talk.
Yeah, and we're about to keep it real.
Can I keep it real?
Okay, I'm gonna say this. You know, and I. If you know me, I will always tell everybody, yo, Yada Da King loves everybody. We support everybody. We try to have, you know, our goal is to not just promote us, but promote others as well, because we believe we're a body, you know, the body of Christ has many members, not just Yada Da King. You know what I'm saying? And there has been times, because you said, there's been times that, you know, Holla Fest has had, you know, they would say something, but then not really, really feel it. You know what I'm saying?
And I know what I'm supposed to say. I know what scripture says.
Right.
And I'm to proclaim that even if I'm not fully doing it myself.
Right. And if that's really in your heart. So you actually had me thinking for a second. Have I actually done that? And to be honest with you, man. Now I can't speak for Don Christian. I'm speaking for Frog. You know, there has been times where I would see stuff in the in the Christian hip hop news realm, and I would be like, what the heck? Why would they sit up there and do that? You know what I'm saying? And it's because, how do I say this without throwing anybody under the bus?
Yeah, you just like Jerome Bettis, don't you?
Now, I mean, because we were talking about, you know, you had got on the show a few weeks ago, and you had gave us a little sample about selfishness and other, you know, the competition between different Christian radio shows.
I remember that. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It was a pep talk
that we had. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then I'm sitting there, I'm telling you, you know, and I would say, you're like, yo, Yada Da King loves everybody. I don't see why anybody would, you know, think that we wouldn't. But I mean, there would be times that in my heart, I would see something and I'd be like, dag, you know, why they have to do this, you know? But then I have to catch myself, you know, and be like, well, I know I shouldn't be thinking that, you know? And then I would instantly remind myself, like, well, Frog, you said this. Are you gonna live it? And so, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, so what is?
I know exactly what you're trying to say. I'm gonna help you in a nutshell because I've been at that place before. Let me give you an example. Like we could say, Holla Fest love every radio show, man. I'm happy for Yada Da King. Yet, when I see you make a major power move, in my heart, I'm going, dag. Man, why Holla Fest didn't think of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, that's going to take Yada Da King to the next level. Wow, man, I'm stuck back here. You know, and so then that's when you have to say, yo, you have to remind yourself, yo, you just finished saying you happy for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You praise God for Yada Da King. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I think every radio show goes through that. Let me give you an example. I'm going to give you a real example. When I interviewed Amber,
classic, probably considered the most classic interview ever in the genre. When I interviewed Ambassador for the first time, nobody heard from him but Hala Fest. One, I didn't think I would get it. I was surprised they said yes. That's the truth. You know what I'm saying? I took a chance with that one. You know what I'm saying? And we got it. You know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact that human nature is other radio shows looked at that and said, "Dag, man, I wish we would have been able to get that." You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to take Hala Fest skyrocketed to the next level. I think we all think like that at times, that we got to catch ourselves and say, "Man, I'm happy for Hala Fest." You understand?
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of in us that say, "Man, I wish I would have snagged that one." Let's just be real. We could be spiritual here. I'm gonna break that tonight. Every radio show is looking at each other's radio shows, looking at their power moves. And when every radio show gets that interview, that one thing that goes, "Oh, man," we all are crying behind the scenes saying, "Dag, I should have got that for our radio show." That's real talk. We all feel it, think it. We just don't act it. That's real talk.
As far as interviews, getting interviews on the show, I'm going to keep it real with you. I was kind of like, "Dang, man, this guy Hala Fest got Canton Jones and we couldn't even connect with him." I was like, "Doggone it." I was like, "How did he pull that one off?"
Yeah, Frog said that stuff to himself a lot.
Hey, I was like, "Dang." I was like, "Okay, well, oh well." You know, but I mean, it was a good interview because we watched it.
And let me say something quick, man. I'll say this, man. My whole perspective on that whole thing is different. Like, if somebody that I reach out to is not willing to get on the show, I'm not even going to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, God is going to bring the people that he needs to bring. Like, a lot of our interviews are God-ordained interviews. Like, the topic we'll speak on, it'll be something that they're going through. Like, that's the way I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I could care less if I can't get a hold of some cats. Like, that's just me. Because they're not going to make the show bigger. God is going to make the show bigger. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. That's how I think. My wife thinks like that. Sister Shorty Blaze thinks like that. Me, I don't think like that at times. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very business-minded. I'm thinking, how could I get Hala Fest to go to the next level? I'm always thinking, like right now I'm working on a Mr. Dell. I'm also working on, I reached out to MC Hammer. I reached out to, like, I'm always thinking, how could I take the next... I got Bushwick Bill in mind. I got, you know, Jen. You guys don't know, I'm really, that's going to definitely happen. Like, Jen, I'm always thinking, how could I get Hala Fest to go to the next level? Sister Shorty Blaze doesn't think like that. Sister Shorty Blaze is totally thinking spiritual, like, you know, just interview guys and let God do the rest. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to do what I know how to do. I'm going to look for the edgy stuff. I'm going to look for the, you know, and Sister Shirley Blaze is never looking for that. She completes me. She does the opposite. She keeps me balanced. Because if it's left up to me, man, I'll hit every big artist because I'm a hustler. I'll keep hitting them up.
Yeah.
I will call their church. I will call their pastor. I will call their wife.
Everybody.
I'll be like, "Can you get a hold of your husband so I can interview him on Hala Fest?" You know, I won't stop.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, "Seek and you shall find." The reason why I got Canton is because I don't stop. I don't reach out one or twice. I keep I spam these guys. Like, "Yo, you're going to listen to me, man. Canton, you're going to get tired of my emails. Give me an interview." And finally, these dudes crack and say, "All right, I'll give you the interview." You know what I'm saying? That's me. You know what I'm saying? My wife is not like that. My wife is totally spiritual. Matter of fact, my wife doesn't like me to be edgy. She feels... She sometimes tells me, "You see, that's why a lot of people don't like you. You know what I'm saying? Look what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Look at how you react." You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, "Man, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to make a great I'm thinking business. She's thinking kingdom." And a lot of time, I'm not saying I don't think kingdom, but I ain't gonna lie, there's a large percentage of my mind, I'm a hustler. Yo, how can I take this to the next level? That's just real talk.
When you're doing the radio, though, and this is the thing. I mean, because as far as radio, you know, is concerned with Yada Da King, you know, I'm the one that's looking for the interviews, and I'm like, "Man, what can we do to increase our listeners?" You think of it like, okay, who has the biggest fan base right now? So they, you know,
exactly.
And to be real about it, I mean, it's radio. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a business minded agenda.
Strategy.
As far as a radio show.
I never said that.
No.
I never said that.
I know you didn't say that.
Yes.
I'm bringing that up, though. Okay. You know? I'm saying there's nothing wrong with
it. Go ahead, say it, Frog.
To have both is awesome.
That's right.
To have both.
But don't worry about the people that you can't get a hold of. That's all I'm saying.
No, I know. It's just frustrating sometimes because you're like, dang, man, we're the low end of the totem pole. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to hit us back.
So HollaFest, man, this is the place in the show where we want y'all to plug, man, your Facebook, your Twitter, you know what I'm saying, your website, so people that are listening to the podcast can go and find your ministry.
Very, very simple. We made it very easy for everybody. Whatever website is out there that's social networking, just / HollaFest Radio. That's HollaF as in Frank, EST Radio. That's it. You know, it's not Preach One, you know, Sister Sunny Blaze 74, and none of that. Everything is very simple. Just HollaFest Radio, / HollaFest Radio. We are Twitter, Facebook. You could hit us up on iTunes, download every podcast. You could download our iPhone and Android app. You could take us with you on your phone. You know what I'm saying? We now on SoundCloud and Foursquare, so you just / HollaFest Radio. I mean, very simple to find us. Just look up HollaFest Radio and we'll be there, and you just follow us. You know what I'm saying? Just if you want to follow us, you know what I'm saying, just check us out. You know, check out. I would say this though, to going back to my previous comment, that not every show am I thinking business. There are a lot of my shows where they're straight from my heart. Like when I did Calvinism and Pentecostalism, that was from my heart. That was like seriously like God ordained. Like I felt something and I wanted to talk about it. But some of my shows are just straight, like this will just bring a lot of fans back to the radio show, like Canton and a couple of others and things like that. But I don't want people thinking, man, this dude don't care about nothing kingdom. This dude is just a hustler. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not. There are shows, a lot of my shows, you could tell. Some shows you could say, man, that was a great show. And other shows you could be like, man, Preach was in the flesh. You could tell on my shows which ones are good and which ones I'm nitpicking.
Yeah.
There are shows where I do nitpick. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, let me press you on this. And there are other shows where it just comes out beautiful, like Bizzle and Seven and Canton came out beautiful and a couple of others. And Richie Righteous on Unity came out great. And there are other shows came out good, and then other ones I was just nitpicking. You know what I'm saying? I could tell you which ones that I knew I was in the flesh, and I was like, Lord, forgive me. I'm so sorry. You know what I'm saying? I was just mad. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to blast this dude. You know, and God has forgiven me, and I keep going forward, man. You know, but a lot of my shows aren't like that. A lot of my shows aren't like that.
Well, check this out, man. That you heard it from HollaFest Radio. We're going to hop into this song by Farron called Don't Quit. On Yada the King Radio.
See how you've come so far, things you've overcome are your song. Remember when you did not know if you should fight or just let go. But that voice inside was telling you, keep your eyes to the prize. So much inside you. There's so much inside you. God will prosper the things you do. Bills were due, barely no food. Not sure what friend you could turn to. So you stayed on your knees and prayed with all your heart. It seemed life was spiraling while everyone was prospering. Felt ashamed and alone, but standing on his word, you found strength not to quit. There's so much inside you. Don't quit. God will prosper the things you do. Don't quit. There's so much inside you. There's so much inside you. God will prosper the things you do. Don't quit. There's so much inside you. So much inside you. There is so much inside you. God will prosper the things you do. Who told you
that is sober? Are they your creator? 'Cause he knew what you'd go through.
He knew what you'd go through.
He won't let you fall. Your eyes above the song. Just put your trust in him and him alone. He did it for me. And you will see everything's gonna be alright. So much inside of you.
Don't quit.
God will prosper the things you do.
Don't quit.
There's so much inside of you.
So much inside of you.
God will prosper the things you do.
Don't quit.
There's so much inside of you.
Don't quit.
God will prosper the things you do.
Don't quit.
There's so much inside of you.
There's so much inside of you.
Prosper the things you do.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't you quit. Don't quit. There is so much inside of you. God will prosper the things you do.
Chasing After God's Love Continually, and the song was by George Lott. And man, we're gonna just end the show. We wanted to get some scriptures, you know what I'm saying, and just last thoughts on the topic about hypocrites. One thing that I would say, it really affects and impacts the kingdom of God when somebody that says they do and believe in God and do something, you know, totally opposite of what they say. It really impacts the Christian community. But look, I'm gonna go to this scripture, man, and this is not a huge scripture on hypocrites, but this is sometimes what you see. This is in Matthew 6, verse 5 through 6, and it says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." And I would say the first thing to being a non-hypocritical person is to just really do the things that God has called you to do, even when there's nobody around you. Frog, you got anything you want to say on that, man?
Nope.
It's good?
It's good stuff, man.
Okay.
I love it when you bring the word to the show, brother.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to
do that. Can I get an amen?
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Frog starts yelling. You know how it is, man. But check it out, man. We want y'all to really continue to walk in God. And if you feel like you've been getting caught up and doing the wrong things, and you're like, man, all you got to do is ask God for forgiveness, and he will direct your path. That doesn't mean there's not going to be consequences, but God will allow you to be received back into his fold, man. And that's really what it's all about. That's what we do. We pray that these topics really impact your life, not just to pin the sin, but to say, okay, this is the sin, but let's turn it around so that God can get glorified through it all, man. And that's really what we do at Yada That King Radio, man.
That's right.
And yo, you can always catch us at YadaThatKing.com. Go check out the brand new spanking new site. You know what I'm saying?
It's not spanking new anymore, but check it out. It's www.yadaking.com. That's YadaHKing.com.
And email us, send your music to music. If you go to the site, you'll see it. But yeah, we do have some brand spanking new news on the website. That's why I was saying that. So
whatever, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Yo, this is Yada That King. I'm Don Christian.
And this is your boy, Frog.
And we outro.
Gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.